This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Happy hump day. Welcome to the Donna and Steve show on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. It is January 6th, the official end of the 12 days of Christmas.
Oh.
Oh.
This is the, right? What does they get on the 12th? 12 plumbers plumbing.
Woodpeckers pecking.
12
plumbers plumbing.
Woodpeckers pecking. 10.
Donkeys honking.
I'm gonna look this up. I'm gonna look it up.
Oh, drummers drumming? Or is that 11?
I don't know. When are the maids milking?
I don't know, but I don't like that.
What they're milking?
I don't.
These maids have to milk. If they don't milk, who will?
Okay, Seinfeld.
12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a milking. Mm. 7 swans a-swimming, 6
geese a-laying,
5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. Each year they come out with how much money that would cost to buy
all
of those things. It's hundreds of thousands of dollars.
When you're involving buying people, it gets a little dicey. What's the price?
These 9 ladies that I just purchased for you will dance, won't you?
And you keep your turtle doves. I know they're just pigeons.
Why are those maids milking?
Oh. Are you just buying them for while they're milking or at other times?
What are maids a-milking?
They're milking cows because they're maids.
Oh, I thought...
You thought that they were breastfeeding?
I thought they were women breastfeeding.
I thought it was women milking cows.
Oh, yeah. The maids are a-milking.
Yeah, maids a-milking. Yeah.
Wow. And when you go to maids a-milking or milkmaid, the first picture is from Minnesota. Milkmaid in Minnesota, United States is what Wikipedia says. Yeah. Wow. I've tried to milk a cow before. Have you?
Yeah.
Very difficult.
Sure. Yeah, to do it by hand.
It's a certain, like, squeeze. There's a certain technique where
you feel like you're doing something
hurtful.
Naughty.
Well, yeah,
I don't
want
to milk anything.
I get it. Listen, we did it on Twin Cities Live, and they would take a shot of it. Like, let's see if Steve can milk this cow at the state fair. And you're right, Donna. It's tough for it to not look inappropriate.
Yeah, it's
best.
Like, what are you doing to that poor animal?
I don't even know if I want the milk to come out at that point. That might be worse on TV. Five gold.
Like, wow, he's good at that.
Right?
God.
They told me mine was a bull after the fact.
Wow, only one teat.
He did something that sounded like more than a moo. What was it?
Oh, God. Sick.
Great way to start the show.
How about those twins, huh?
I finished the Queen's Gambit last night, ladies.
Steve!
That's long last.
What did you think of the finale?
You know, I thought the finale was well done. And I think that it was proof. I was talking with my wife this morning about it, and we would each give it 4 out of 5 Garys. I think that it was a really wonderful example of when someone tells you the topic of a movie and you say, oh, yeah, I'm not into that.
Right.
This is a wonderful example of all you need is a good story.
Yeah.
You just need a story well told. And then you don't mind. I mean, Chess, of all things, this show on paper is an absolute snooze fest. It's funny that they got it funded, you know, because that had to be a tough sell. Chess it's just such a brainy game. There's not a large portion of the population that plays that game. And I just am amazed that it got to where it is. And then they just told the story really well. I don't know what they're doing. I don't want to play chess. So I'm not leaving like hook, line, and sinker with the game of chess. But as they had a final match play out, their ability to dramatically tell that story.
Mm-hmm. But the camera work.
The camera work was beautiful. The people are listening on the radio. People have chess boards outside of the chess hall where they're playing.
Yeah.
As a little town crier, this little boy comes out and says, you know, queen to bishop five or whatever.
Yeah.
And then somebody moves it on their board. So all these different visual ways of telling the story that you still don't understand, right? The majority of people who watch the Queen's Gambit don't understand each and every move that's happening,
right?
But you're captivated. And I thought that it, I'll say, ended a lot warmer than I thought it would.
Yeah.
Which was nice.
Yeah. I really, really liked that ending. That was good.
It was good. And then the very end was good. The last shot I quite liked, too. And then it makes you wonder. Your wheels start to spin. About where does it go from here? And goodness, I know that it's a limited series. I hope they treat it like that. Leave it alone. Treat it like a movie. We don't need to come back to it.
Yeah. I don't think so either, but wasn't it renewed for another season?
Oh, no. It was?
Or am I imagining that?
Hang on. Hang on. Season two. Nothing better come up, Google.
Yes, Queens.
Yes, Queen! I don't know.
We don't know.
Latin Times just put out an article on it yesterday.
Latin Times.
I thought it was LA Times. This is Latin Times.
They're saying the short answer is it probably will not come back.
That's good.
It will remain that way if there's any justice in the world.
Yeah, we don't need more. Ed made some milk, girl.
Did you, Scott, snap that up? Do you still have your decorations up? Christmas?
Some of them.
Okay, me too. Sorry. Me too. I'm in the process. So now, like, the transitional period is like stuff all over the floor.
We strategically left a couple of things up, like garland on the mantle. We left that up. Like Christmas Village came down. All of the built-in decorations, which is just, and I only mention that because I do interviews in front of that. And so I thought, let's get rid of the Nutcracker now. This looks a little dated when you're doing January segments on TV. So we took all that down. And then the tree, like I said, the tree, remember, I got that sucker down in one piece. The majority of ornaments still on it, all the lights still on it, just sitting in a storage room where, like, the furnace is.
Oh,
yeah. Maybe that's where we'll have Christmas next year.
Well, especially if you get a new furnace, you really want to spend time with it.
That's right.
Like, damn, that was $4,000. Might as well decorate it. By the way, I saran wrapped a tabletop tree.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm going to see how that works because it's small.
That's going to work. How tall is that thing? A foot?
Oh, bigger than a foot. I have one that's a foot, actually, in my kitchen that I'm going to do the same thing to. Leave the lights and everything. And then this one's maybe, 2 feet.
Okay. I think it's going to work great for that. Our problem, Donna, was getting it up into the attic, saran wrapped, and it was, a 7.5-foot tree. So you're sort of shoving it up there, and then it's coming down. It did not work.
It's harder to get it up than down. You know what I mean? Like, mine goes in the basement, yours goes in the attic.
Yes.
So I get it. Well, Dolly Parton doesn't take her Christmas decorations down until her birthday on January 19th, because she likes to keep things festive and celebratory.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
Makes me wonder if people have an exact date, because in my head I was like, January 31st, we need some light, we need some, you know, we need something to make us feel cozy after 2020.
Yes.
But then I came home yesterday and I went, that's it, can't take the clutter anymore.
I know. And then you feel like you get extra space back after you put the decorations away.
And then you're like, I need more furniture.
Yeah, it looks a little empty for a while.
Yes, queen. Yes. Anyway, hey, Facebook question today has nothing to do with that. I thought it would be fun since we did a little something with this last year. You know, everyone taking a picture of what's outside their window.
Yes.
The question is, what is the most interesting thing you can see outside your nearest window? Most interesting, weirdest, whatever.
Yeah, so go look out your window right now. during a break and figure it out, and then put that answer up on the Facebook page. Boy, Steve, thanks for explaining that. That was really helpful. When we come back, some dumb things that you don't need to know, but you'll be happy you did, and things that make you go, huh? If you happen to own a cat, and let's say your cat is around 9 years old, how much of your cat's life have they been awake? I will tell you the shocking statistic about kitty cats when we return. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
Things that make you go.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Donna. Donna, your dog's probably sleeping right now.
Yeah, he's very cat-like in that way.
Dogs like to sleep a lot. I don't know if they like to sleep as much as cats do.
No, cats, maybe they're up for, what, 2 hours a day?
And an hour and a half of that is anger.
You need to get them some catnip.
Oh, yeah, that's like marijuana for them.
Yeah.
Yep.
They get really, playful.
Cats sleep so much that by the time they turn 9 years old, they've only been awake for about 3 years.
Oh, my God. What? No wonder
live so long.
Yeah, live longer than dogs.
That's funny.
Yeah, there are some cats roaming the streets right now that are in their 20s. Some in their 30s. Like, the oldest cat alive, I think, is 34 or something insane.
Yeah, I know. My sister has, when my mom passed away, my sister took my mom's cat, and the cat was really old at the time. So now we're at, 5 years ago at this point, 6 years ago almost. And I saw the cat on a Zoom call the other day. I go, that thing's still alive? Holy cow.
How old do you think it is? And it's near 20 maybe?
Maybe 16, 17. My cat lived to be 17.
My childhood cat was 21.
Whoa.
Indoor
cats live longer, obviously.
Yes.
That cat went everywhere. It went outside.
Really?
It caught a bat once.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Whoa. What a beast.
Right? Wow.
I learned this about dogs' sleeping habits, and I don't know if the same is true for cats. I don't really know how cats look when they sleep, but if you see your dog sleeping on his or her back... Mm-hmm. Paws up. That is a really good sign of them being totally comfortable and feeling safe and protected and at ease. Mm-hmm. Because naturally, their organs are totally open now.
Yeah.
And so when they leave organs up, it's a good sign. If they're curled in a ball, that's more of an evolutionary survival of the fittest.
Yeah, we get it. Also, when cats do that... Same thing, like if they roll over, not just while they're sleeping, but while they're awake, it means they trust you.
Oh.
I'm going to text you guys a picture of my mom's cat sleeping on her.
Oh, is this going to be like foul?
It's going to be shocking how relaxed the cat is.
Oh, great.
I posted a picture.
You can find it on my Instagram, too, if anybody's listening.
Oh, cool. I have a picture of my dog on my Instagram, too. Not this dog. The older one, but he would sleep with one paw straight up like Hitler. He's a German wire hair, too.
Okay.
But his entire, I didn't realize that it looked like doggy porn because he's just so
spread open.
And people are like, whoa.
What's at the bottom of that cat, Dawn?
That's the tail.
Because there looks like there's a flesh tone portion
so
of it.
Funny.
Okay.
Wait.
Okay. I'm seeing it wrong.
That's part of the blanket. The blanket. Yeah. Oh, that is sweet. Oh, we love our pets.
He's really relaxed, isn't
no
he?
No kidding. Jeez. That feels like that. It's a catnip induced nap. He was token, right, Donna?
Yep.
What they say?
Yeah.
King Olaf V of Norway competed in the Olympics while he was king. Yes, king. But not just because he could, because he was actually really good at sailing. He won a gold medal while king at the 1928 Olympics in Amsterdam. Sheesh.
Wow. Way to go, king.
Even though it was just a novelty song, because I got high, because I got high. You remember that song?
Mm-hmm.
By Afro Man?
Yeah.
It was actually nominated for a Grammy for the Best Rap Solo Performance in 2002.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
It lost to Missy Elliott's Get Your Freak On.
Oh, that's good though.
I don't think you know that song.
I know it if I hear it.
I think
I can't sing it right now.
I think you're, when I say Missy Elliott, I think you're in your head is that it's Your Femme Independente.
Yeah, that one too.
Sing a little bit of Get Your Freak On.
I don't know it. I don't know unless I hear it. And then I'd be like, oh yeah, I know this one.
We should club together when this pandemic's up.
Okay.
Because I'd be really out of place. You'd be really out of place.
You're right.
The exclamation point didn't become a standard key on the keyboard until 1970.
Huh.
That's interesting. No one was exclaiming. Maybe they realized that when you type things, when you write things, exclamation is really important for tone. If you put, you know, we've talked about this. You put thanks, period. Excuse me. Thanks, period. It seems like, oh. That's an obligatory thanks. If you put an exclamation point or two or three, then you're like, okay, good.
That kind of bugs me.
I know.
It's like, who's making up these rules and forgetting to send everyone the memo?
Yeah.
Yeah!
Get your freak off. Get your freak off. There. Come on, Donna.
You know it.
Word for word. Hit it, girl. Do you want a LaCroix?
She's covering her mouth.
Have you been kidnapped?
No, we're at the club. I'm trying to talk over the music.
Yeah, you do kind of sound like you were. Someone came up behind you and.
Thought she was getting kidnapped.
I would just think it was a dance move. She'd end up in a trunk, and I'd be like, sweet, I don't have to drive her home.
You wouldn't drive me home anyway. I could be on the side of the road in a snowstorm, okay, freezing right. to death. And okay. if I called Steve and he happened to be passing where I was pulled over, he'd be like, no.
Don't you have AAA?
You're an adult. You find your own way
home. Oh, my gosh.
She's making me sound overly harsh right now.
You kind of are that way.
Congress passed a law in 1866, Donnie, you might recall, that no living person could appear on currency. This was after an official at the U.S. Treasury sneaked himself onto a 5-cent bill.
Oh, that's funny.
Hey, I watched that show, speaking of sneaking, The Hustler last night. Yes. We talked about it yesterday. I watched it in its entirety with the fam last night. I'll let you know if I think it's any good or if you should just pass. When we come back on Donna and Steve.
And we're back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. All right, so we were talking about The Hustler. It's kind of a game show, you could call it, right?
Yeah, yeah. And it's particularly popular. Counterparts include games like Among Us. Maybe your kids, or maybe you've been playing Among Us. Maybe your kids, grandkids, whatever. I know our kids are always saying, Dad, can we play Among Us? Can we play Among Us? And Mafia is a game that we played over the break that I thought was much more widespread, but the majority of people I've spoken to about it have never played it. And so that is a game where everyone is given an identity, but a couple members are the mafia. In Among Us, a couple of the people are hitmen. In the game The Hustler on ABC, hosted by Craig Ferguson, one of the five contestants is told about 10 minutes before the show they are the hustler. And then they're shown answers on a card, and all of the questions are somehow related to the hustler. So even if the hustler didn't remember what they saw on the card 10 minutes before they go out into the studio, they would still likely know the answer, because in some way, every trivia question that they ask is based on that person's life, some way, somehow. So these answers should come naturally. Now, the difficulty, if you are the hustler, is not letting others know. So when there's a question that comes up, you can't automatically just say, oh, I know that, it's that. Because then they're going to sniff you out, right? Mm-hmm. And realize, wait a second, you're the hustler.
Right.
So what they do, and I think they did a nice job of this. We all liked it. They ask you three questions as a group. Each question is worth $10,000. So if you go 3 for 3 in the first round, there's $30,000 now in the bank. And everybody's group thinking together. At the end of that round, everybody writes down who they want to eliminate on a little card in front of them, stick it in an envelope. But only the hustler's card actually gets read. So everybody has to vote. So it looks like everybody is voting, but no one has revealed their identity. And whoever the hustler writes on their card of the five contestants, that person is gone. On to round two we go, now with only four people.
Okay, how do they execute that part? So everybody writes on a card.
Yep, and then they stick it in like a little yellow envelope.
I see.
And then that the envelope of the hustler magically, like through a tube or something, comes over to Craig Ferguson, who then says, so-and-so, this is the end of the road for you. And then he does some funny way of getting them out, you know, pushes the bookshelf open, which is actually an exit door, something like that. Craig Ferguson's great in the game because he does not overdo it. He's conversational. That's when he's funniest, is when he's just reacting to whatever's being said. So he's a nice and easy watch in this. So then they go to another round trying to get more money. Now, it is in the best interest of everybody to get all of these questions right, because you want as much money as possible at the end of the game. When it gets down to three people, they do something interesting. So last night they had $80,000 in the bank. And when they get down to it, Craig Ferguson says, you have one more question. And this question is really important, because instead of it being worth $10,000 more, this is actually going to be worth double. So I will double whatever you have in the bank. So 80 grand goes to 160. If you get it wrong, 80 grand goes down to 40. The interesting thing about that, though, is at that point, you really have to be careful of revealing your identity if you're the hustler. Because no matter what happens, whether you get it right or wrong, someone's getting voted off next and the game is going to be done. The hustler, of course, wants it to be right, no matter what. They know the answer. And it's really interesting to watch them play that without saying, it's B, we got to go B, because then that's kind of a tell that you are the hustler. So everybody's laying back. But if you don't get it right, your 80 grand goes down to 40 grand. Anyway, in this case, they get it up to 160 grand. It was interesting how people were laying back. And then it's the final three, and you have to vote out who you think the hustler is. If the hustler gets voted off and he is found out, he leaves with nothing. The other two split the $160,000. If they don't guess who the hustler is, the hustler wins all $160,000. The other two leave empty-handed. Okay. So at the end, it gets to a nice pinnacle where there's this nice build-up, and then you don't know as the audience. Craig Ferguson doesn't know. Only two people there at the studio know who is the hustler. And so you really are watching people lie very well, very effectively.
You know what this reminds me of a little bit in some sense? Have you watched To Tell the Truth?
I have watched bits and pieces enough to know that there's this is the same genre.
Right. And of course, this is a game show from the 60s that they, you know, brought back. Mm-hmm. But it's really fun to see. Like recently they had... So they have three people on, and one of them is a backup singer for a really popular artist. And then the panel of celebrities, there's three people, they ask questions of these. And it's so fascinating to see how they lie, because you might not know anything about the music industry.
Yeah.
You kind of have to prep.
Right.
Yeah, I get that. I'll tell you this, what was fun about this is, especially if you're watching it with somebody, Donna, if you watch with the roomie, Dawn, you could snuggle up during this show, and you guys could be guessing together, you and MC.
In our adjustable beds.
In your Craftmatic. That's right. Prop your head up to
sit up and watch TV in bed.
But we all had various guesses throughout the show. So you thought it was one person, and then that person gets voted off. Yeah. And then we just kept bouncing around. And so that alone is an interesting way to do it. By the way, they also bring up pictures. They'll say, here's another clue about the Hustler. The Hustler owns three chickens, and there's a live video. This is their chicken coop right now. Oh. And then you have to play it off, right? There's so many opportunities where they have to bluff and then double down on the bluff and double down on the bluff. And so... And then once they reveal it at the very end of the game, they say, well, the real Hustler, stand up. They make it dramatic, wait about 10 seconds, and that person stands up. And it's crazy because when the Hustler stood up last night, he stood up and smiled, but he just lost 160 grand.
Oh,
and the other two people then, as a result of that, got 80,000, including Bree, the teacher from Robbinsdale here in Minnesota.
Really?
High school teacher. And I thought she... was the Hustler. I started thinking, nope, she is bluffing. She's playing this. And then it was a total misread. So I like games where you have to sort of guess and think your way through, and the reveal doesn't come until the end, and you're never quite sure. And in the final seconds, as they're pointing, Bree is about to flip her vote from who she thinks the Hustler is. And then there is, and it really reminded us again of the game Mafia, where someone is about to get voted off.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're saying, listen, if you do this, if you vote me off right now, this game is going to end because then there's going to be too many mafia members, blah, blah, blah. And in this case, he said, if you vote me off, we leave with no money. He is the Hustler. Don't change your mind now. And she's got all this pressure on her. Her vote swayed the game. Luckily, she voted right. So again, it's called The Hustler. It's on ABC. It's an hour long. I wonder if it will. You know,
there's like a good concept.
Well, and they're packaging it in the midst of like a game-a-palooza that they're doing on ABC right now, because The Hustler's out. And then The Chase with Ken Jennings, Brad Rutter, and James Holzhauer, the Jeopardy guys.
Yep.
The Chase premieres on Thursday night, and this is where it's a group of people fighting against either James or Ken or Brad. They'll rotate nights. But that seems like a cool trivia game as well. Then Name That Tune is coming back on Fox.
Yep, tonight.
Good. Oh.
Yeah, so that'll be really fun. I believe, Randy Jackson. Does that sound right?
Yep,
that does
sound right.
Music, he's the music director, and I can't remember who's hosting it. Name That Tune. Name That Tune.
Jane Krakowski.
Love her. I can name that tune in seven notes.
I used to watch that show as a kid and really liked
it. It was really fun. We should play.
Randy Jackson.
Yeah, okay. So it'll be nice to see these familiar faces.
That's cool.
Yes. Okay. Have you watched any of Jeopardy, by the way?
No, I still haven't.
Are you recording?
Not this week. No, I keep forgetting to record.
It makes me too sad.
I know.
Did you watch?
I didn't, but I'm recording.
Yeah.
When are you going to sit down into that sadness?
Oh, Dawn, why don't you mind your own business?
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
You know, I might watch one tonight. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, girl. Anyway, so there's your game show roundup for you.
Let me ask this question while we're closing up the game show roundup.
Okay.
What, in your opinion, is the greatest game show of all time?
I really love Match Game.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good
funny.
Comedy.
And I also love Family Feud, but I don't think they give away enough money.
Oh, right.
Right? Mm. They're like, this family of seven has $239.
And you're like, who cares?
What?
They have
They've
to chosen split it seven ways.
They're taking it in an annuity stretched out over a decade. They'll each receive 46 cents a month.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that. Like, it just never seems like enough money to me. It's like $5 a correct answer. Top three answers on the board. And I don't know why they say player pass, by the way. Nobody ever wants to pass.
Yeah,
it's nobody
like, hello.
Nobody ever says pass. Anyway,
I'm on TV.
What do you think, Steve?
I think The Price is Right.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
That's good.
It's just a fun variety of games. It was really the one that I grew up with. Weekdays at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
Bob Barker. And then after that, it was lunchtime, and we felt like now we're going out for the summer. For the summer day awaits us after we watch The Price is Right.
That's funny, because it was never really something that I deliberately watched. And then I ended up in the hospital for 3 months over a summer, like literally from June till September.
Oh, right.
And I would just sit, I was in traction, so I would lay there and just, I had all the shows that I watched, all the daytime TV. I was like a housewife, you know, because I was watching.
12 years old.
Yeah. General Hospital, all that stuff. So.
I know. You know, I think what I have a soap opera on, but I remember I was, goodness, I don't know, 9, 10, 11, and was deep in Days of Our Lives.
Yep, me too.
When Marlena and Stefano.
Sometimes I come home and my roomies making lunch and watching that.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Days? He's watching Days?
Yeah, he watches Days.
Like sands through the hourglass.
So are the days of our lives.
And I remember my mom telling me the guy who does that voice used to be on the show.
Yeah, Grandpa.
I didn't know that.
McDonald Carey.
Yes,
but queen. She's filling me in at the age of 10. So the voice you hear, he used to be on the show.
Grandpa Horton.
Now, I tell you what, besides Lost... And this is true. Besides Lost, especially season one, I've never been as captivated by any show ever than I was the summer of Marlena being demon possessed
and that's
by
when
Stefano.
I peaced out. That's exactly when I stopped watching. I was like, all right, this is the stupidest thing. And I kind of lost respect for Deidre Hall a little bit.
Oh my God.
I was like,
they
what?
Wrote it for her.
She already had a good role.
I'm thirsty.
Ew, Steve, we gotta go. If you see something, we want you to say something. Apparently, people are seeing something in Queens, New York that involves aggressive squirrels. I will tell you what is happening when we come right back on My Talk 107.1. What do you do when squirrels attack? Holy. Yeah.
Start dancing,
right?
Little squirrel bodies moving around.
Yeah. Let's go to the Pied Piper, Queens, New York.
Hey, if you see something, say something. Oh, that is catchy, huh?
Time for If You See Something, Say Something with Donna and Steve.
If you see something, say something. Come on and party tonight.
Okay. So apparently there's a neighborhood in Queens where there have been at least 5 reported attacks from aggressive squirrels since late November. Whoa, I'm looking at this lady's arm. Looks like someone beat the hell out of her.
Whoa.
Most of these has happened, like I said, in this one neighborhood. It's called the Rego Park neighborhood. And one woman even needed to visit the ER after her hand was bitten. Others are afraid to even walk in their own neighborhood.
Oh, my word. There's blood everywhere in this one picture.
It's covered. Yep.
Oh, wait.
Oh, my gosh. In the snow.
Oh, I don't see blood.
Oh, this, one of the ladies was just like, she was like, said it was like an MMA match and she lost. You and she had blood all over her arms. She was.
I see the big bruise. Wow. Well, here is one woman talking about what happened.
It was so fast. He had his claws out. It's not like he was jumping and jumping away. He was there. Just basically runs up my leg, and I'm like, okay, squirrel, what are you doing? He either bit me or scratched me on my neck, and then I must have, like, reached over or do something, and next thing I know, it's an MMA cage match, and I'm losing. Oh,
no. I tried to shake it off, but I can't. The squirrel has claws cling onto your winter jacket. When we have to leave the house, we have to carry Mom's homemade pepper spray to make sure, because if the squirrel comes at us, then we spray it.
Oh, my gosh, one woman had to get a rabies shot.
They think it's the same squirrel.
Oh my gosh.
You know who's licking their chops right now? Ambulance chaser lawyers in Queens. If you've been attacked by a squirrel, you were minding your business, walking in the park.
Oh my gosh.
We demand justice. They're nuts.
Get it? Good one, Steve. That is crazy. Now I'm going to be afraid of squirrels.
No, Donna. This is why you can't watch the news. You can't. Listen, it's 5 squirrel attacks since November on an island off the East Coast. You're okay here in Minnesota.
Okay.
You need to be worried about bears, rogue turkeys, and even coyotes.
Yeah, but don't forget, I had a dead squirrel under my couch.
Mm, they've told each other about that.
Right?
Yeah. They're plotting.
Because that's what they do. If you kill a spider, they send out, like sonar to the other spiders to come and attack.
No.
What?
No, that's not what happened.
Was that real?
No.
This woman lives in a demented, augmented reality. And it's our job, Dawn, to try to talk her down and to call out the crazy when it's voiced.
All right.
You're going to be fine. Now, all bets are off for those flying squirrels, though.
Ick, right? So gross.
Unbelievable that they can do that.
I think we have them in our neighborhood.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to see one in flight.
I would not.
Oh.
Wouldn't you be like, ah!
I had a sugar glider, which is basically the same thing. It's like a little flying chipmunk, almost.
Say more about that.
Yeah.
Okay, where does one get it? Why did you get it?
Well, my boyfriend at the time got it. You can get them at pet stores. I don't believe that they should be sold singly because they are nesting animals and they can die of loneliness.
What was it called? A sugar
glider. Okay. They're very cute. And they glide across the room. They have the same thing as a flying squirrel, little flaps. And they are nocturnal, so they bark all night like a little puppy.
They live 12 to 15 years.
Yeah, they're very cute. And you either get one that wants to have you hold it or not. Ours wasn't very friendly. And she just, bless her heart, she just had to go live with another sugar glider. We had to find a boyfriend for her. And it was a better home because they had a floor-to-ceiling cage. And so they could go up and down and all around. And she ended up, we thought that she was a he because that's what they told us at the pet store.
Turns out that was just the tail.
We named her Mateo. And so her name was Mateo. And then she got pregnant not long after. She went to go live with her new husband, sugar glider.
Well, and she might be shocked to find out that the gestation period for a sugar glider is just 17 days. So she got the pregnancy test and then had a baby.
Yeah. I just really don't. My friend Dana had one that she would carry around in her pocket all the time that was, friendly. But ours just wasn't. And then we had to get crickets for her to eat.
Thank you. That was my next question.
And also, she didn't really want those. So she only wanted honeydew. get all this different variety of fruits. It was kind of stressful, to be honest. And, sometimes she would get out of her cage in the night and crawl up my boyfriend's arm. Fling his arm just because he felt something, and she would
go fly
and land across the thing on the lamp.
But not an immediate thud. There was sort of a little.
No, she just whoosh. Yeah.
Do you need to get their nails trimmed?
Yeah, you have to trim their nails. That's another thing that's kind of stressful, too, because she didn't even really want me to hold her. This sounds terrible, but to make her stop barking in the night like a puppy, I had a ball of socks that I would just throw across the room to stop the barking. Because they're nocturnal.
I want to know what that bark sounds like.
I don't. Like that. Just like that.
Oh my! I'm glad it's not like a chirp, like a bat, because
it sounds just like a puppy.
Where do you find these in the wild?
Well, I think they're Australian.
Yes,
and
they are Australian.
I really feel like people shouldn't own them.
Yeah,
I feel
too.
Like there should be laws. And sorry if you have one out there, but they don't give you. It's just not something that you should have in your house.
I think ferrets too. I had a ferret. My sister wanted one, and he was great. I mean, they're cute. They dance. They do little, but you can't really de-skunk them. They still smell.
This is
there
it.
You go. Yep.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, that's like the smoke alarm. You're like, God, make it stop. Which one is it?
It's like, honey. Oh, it just felt guilty owning it. And when we found somebody to take her, it was just such a relief. Because, you know, she went to a better home.
How creepy were those people, though? Because you mentioned they already had a full-length cage situation.
They were looking for a mate, and so we're like, oh, thank God. It was in our area. This is when I lived in Dallas.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Oh, they're
By the
so
way,
cute.
Technically, Donna, in case you aren't really thinking about this.
It's a bat.
It's a species of a small gliding possum.
They're so adorable, though. Aren't they so cute with their big eyes?
Yeah, they are really cute.
Yeah.
But I could see. Like, what are they, the size of the palm of your hand?
Yeah, for sure.
Wow.
Interesting.
I also looked at a fennec fox.
Oh, gosh. Fennec fox. Cute, too.
F-E-N-N-E-C, Donna, if you're on the Google.
Fennec fox. There's been a lot of foxes spotted in our neighborhood in Bloomington.
Oh.
Just, you know, just chilling. Oh, look at those ears, you guys.
So, who partied? What's he a result of?
Right. An elephant?
Oh, my gosh. And a gerbil? How does that even work?
Oh, man. That is funny. You guys.
Huh.
Got good news.
What?
We got new prizes for the new year.
Ooh. Oh, wonderful. Just in time.
Listener rewards for the month of January. You could win, a smartwatch. You could win dinners from HelloFresh. We've got gift cards to Athleta. We've got gift cards for Crisp and Green. We've got a My Talk yoga bag.
Oh, cool.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah, you can register if you want any of those. Register for rewards, then you listen, and then you enter to win. Really easy. See everything that we've got up for grabs and listener rewards on the app or at MyTalk1071.com. What's coming up in music news?
Oh, thank you for asking. Did you hear about Dr. Dre?
Yes.
Dr. Dre had an aneurysm.
Oh,
my
gosh.
We'll tell you a little bit about how he's doing on the way. Grammys have been postponed. We'll give you more info on that. And a new song from the weekend that we think is a diss to the Grammys.